Well, this whole subject is being misdiagnosed by your doctor.
Mm-hmm.
Right? Got a bad case. It might not be the right case, according to some studies that say about 12 million Americans every year are misdiagnosed.
Mm. Well, the thing is, looking at it from our perspective of a medical negligence firm or law firm that does a lot of medical negligence within the course of his personal injury practice, you know, the misdiagnosis is something that does happen, as you say. But we get a lot of phone calls for it. You know, people call him and want to say, well, I was misdiagnosed by my doctor. He said I had this, and it turned out I had that, and you know, I want to do something about it. And very often we talk to those folks, but we find out that even though there may have been a misdiagnosis, that they really still don't have a case because it didn't really turn into any consequential big damages.
It wasn't like diagnosed this, which meant we didn't catch this, and now you're dying when we could have gotten it right the first time type of thing.
So very often, before we even get to the subject of exploring whether or not there's an actual misdiagnosis, because there may not have been, simply because the doctor got it wrong does not necessarily mean there's a misdiagnosis that's a breach of the standard of care. From the standpoint of a diagnosis, there can be several things that your symptoms and complaints and your history could present, and that physical examination could cause the doctor to conclude. And it's called the differential. There might be four or five acceptable diagnoses that doesn't breach the standard of care. Of course, maybe only one of them is the right one. Maybe a couple of them are so close related that it's not going to really affect the medical care involved, so to speak, because maybe one prescription fits all to an extent. But generally speaking, you know, when you see a misdiagnosis, you got to first ask, is it really a misdiagnosis? Because if it's within the four or five or six different choices or a couple of choices that a doctor really has, and he simply makes the wrong choice, then that is not really going to be in and of itself a misdiagnosis or a breach of the standard of care. Now, if there's something else over here, another diagnosis that stands outside that group, you know, of the differential, those three or four things that it could be, or five or six, and it's over here somewhere, and it's not part of that group, then that is a misdiagnosis. But does it result in damage? Is it but for the misdiagnosis, would you have suffered, you know, these additional damages or any additional damages? So very often we have to then see if the damages hook up and if they're substantial, because it's simply not worth it to chase every misdiagnosis around. The doctors are only human, and the breach of the standard of care it can be a difficult standard to reach. Now, I'm not saying there's not ever a case and there's a misdiagnosis. It's got to result in additional, appreciable, significant, and fairly substantial harm
in order to be
actionable.
Call the John Price Law Firm and talk to you or another attorney at your firm about whether you have a case, right?
Well, and a lot of the calls that we take is simply that. You know, when there's no charge for the call, we'll sit here and talk to you. Now, sometimes, you know, we're not doctors, we're just lawyers. So, you know, now, sometimes we can hear on the face of them and say, you know, that's not a case. But sometimes we listen to me say, oh, boy, you know, that sound like you may have something here. Would you like for us to take a closer look at it? And they'll say, sure. And then at that time, we'll usually consult with a confidential medical consultant to give us their opinions, to review some records, and, you know, a little summation of what the potential client went through and so forth, what the patient suffered. And get an opinion from the confidential medical informant, or informant, I say confidential medical consultant.
Yeah,
informant, we run it. Yeah, we got
the... Yeah, the sky's just, got a... you didn't hear it from me, but the sky's got a...
Sky's got a parking garage somewhere.
I'll tell you what, that doctor over there, let me tell you a little something about him.
Just shut up and hand me the file.
I'm at the country
club. Shut up and hand me the file.
We got him being followed right now. He's misdiagnosing everywhere. Mm-hmm. But anyway...
And he's cheating on his wife, but we'll get to that later.
But the confidential medical consultant. And then at that point, you know, if we feel there's actionable damages, then we go on and start retaining experts for the actual litigation of the case or the preparing the affidavit of a breach of standard of care that's necessary for the medical process, the medical litigation process to begin. So I hope I've explained that. And we got a little roundabout way this morning, a little bit. I may not have hit the nail on the head.
I think you did. I mean, realize that a very small percentage of these cases are actually going to be about a negligence or a misdiagnosis or a breach of standard of care, as you say.
Yeah.
You know, there's got to be some sort of rules for intent or ignorance or whatever.
But the technical breach in and of itself is not necessarily going to mean that you have a case. You're going to have some significant, substantial harm, which we don't wish, John Price's law firm.
Of course not.
We don't wish any harm on anybody just so they have a case. But so many people calling, and maybe they were inconvenienced by it. Maybe they, you know, paid for a couple of prescriptions that were unnecessary or what have you. You know, or maybe they just lost time and effort, you know, in getting well, or a little delay. But there's not any permanent ramification, no permanent consequence. It was all temporary. And, you know, that's just not going to quite get you to the standard of having a case against the doctor or probably most any medical professional in that situation. You're going to have to show appreciable damages, something significant, something substantial, because the case is going to cost money for the lawyer to bring. And we're going to have to advance cost on things for, like, medical experts, depositions, the litigation process, and so forth. It is not cheap. So I'm not here to dishearten anyone, but it's not all about attacking the doctors per se just simply because they may have made a mistake. It's about standing up for your rights when the doctor has performed a valid misdiagnosis and then it has led to an appreciable damage. So, Jesse Beasley is shaking her head.
Jesse B is looking at you and nodding up and down, which is the opposite of what she does to me most of the time. She's like, you're doing a great job today.
I feel like I've led everybody to victory this morning when she looked at me and nodded her head up and down just then. It's incredible.
Well, if you need...
Look at the intern's happy. Look at him. He's even happy about it.
He's
look
doing all right. He's smiling ear to ear.
We like Eagle Scout over here. He's doing a good job.
Well, we like the John Price Law Firm. How can we reach you, sir?
Reach us at 800... reach us at 888-MR-LEGAL. How about that? 888-MR-LEGAL. The Mr. Legal is the acronym for the numbers, but...
Yeah, or JohnPriceLawFirm.com.
Or JohnPriceLawFirm.com. Yeah, we're working on our website now and changed a few things, but... It's still there and active and ready to roll. So, and we're ready to roll and answer the phone.